Private Perks used to work in a bar, sir, the sergeant volunteered.
Capital. Report to my quarters in the inn at 6, Private Perks. Carry on, sergeant.
As the horse staggered away, Sergeant Jackram directed his glare at the squad, but there was no real fire to it. He appeared to be operating on automatic with his mind elsewhere.
Don't just stand there trying to look pretty. There's uniforms and weapons inside. Get kitted up. If you want grub, cook it yourself. At the double, dismiss!
The squad dashed for the barracks, propelled by sheer volume. But Polly hesitated. Corporal Strappy hadn't moved since the snigger had been cut short. He was staring blankly at the ground.
You're right, Corporal, she said.
You go away, Potts,
said the corporal in a low voice that was much worse than his normal petulant shout.
Just go away, all right.
She shrugged and followed the others. But she had noticed the steaming dampness around the corporal's feet. There was chaos inside. The barracks was really just one big room which did duty as mess, assembly room and kitchen, with big bunk rooms beyond it. It was empty and well on the way to decay. The roof leaked, the high windows were broken, dead leaves had blown in and lay around on the floor among the rat droppings. There were no pickets, no sentries, no people. There was a big pot boiling on the sooty hearth, though, and its hiss and seethe were the only liveliness in the place. At some point, part of the room had been set up as a kind of quartermaster's store, but most of the shelves were empty. Polly had expected some sort of a queue, some kind of order, possibly someone handing out little piles of clothes. What there was instead was a rummage stall. Very much like a rummage stall, in fact, because nothing on it appeared to be new and little on it appeared to be worth having. The rest of the squad were already pouring through what might have been called merchandise if there was any possibility that anyone could be persuaded to buy it.
What's this? One size doesn't fit anyone.
Well, this tunic's got blood on it. Blood!
Well, it is one of the stubborn stains. It's always very hard to get out without.
Where's the proper armour? Oh, no, there's an arrow hole in this one.
What this? Nothing fits a trow.
A small, leathery old man was at bay behind the table, cowering under the ferocity of Maledict's stare. He wore a red uniform jacket, done up badly, with a corporal's stripes, stained and faded, on the sleeve. The left breast was covered in medals. One arm ended in a hook. One eye was covered in a patch.
"We are going to be pikemen, the lieutenant said," said the vampire. "Well, that means a sword and a pike per man, right? And a shield if there's an arrow storm, right? And a heavy helmet, right?"
"Wrong. You can't yell at me like that," said the man. "See these medals? I'm a—"
A hand descended from above and lifted him over the table. Carborundum held the man close to his face and nodded.
"Yeah, can see 'em, mister,"
he rumbled.
"And?"
The recruits had fallen silent.
"Put him down, Carborundum," said Polly, gently.
"Why?"
"He's got no legs."
The troll focused. Then, with exaggerated care, he lowered the old soldier to the ground. There were a couple of little tapping sounds as the two wooden peg legs touched the planking.
"Sorry about that," he said.
The little man steadied himself against the table and shuffled his arms around a couple of crutches.
"All right," he said gruffly. "No harm done. But watch it another time."
"But this is ridiculous," said Maledict,
turning to Polly and waving a hand at the heap of rags and bent metal.
"You couldn't equip three men out of this mess. There are not even any decent boots."
Polly looked along the length of the table. "We're supposed to be well equipped," she said to the one-eyed man. "We're supposed to be the finest army in the world. That's what we're told, and aren't we winning?" The man looked at her. Inside, she stared at herself. She hadn't meant to speak out like that.
"So they say,"
he said in a blank kind of way.
"And what do you say?"
said Wazza. He'd picked up one of the few swords. It was stained and notched. The corporal glanced up at Carborundum and then at Maledict.
I'm not stupid, you know,"
Wazza went on, red in the face and trembling.
"All this stuff is off at dead men."
"Well, it's a shame to waste good boots," the man began.
"We're the last ones, aren't we?" said Wazza. "The last recruits."
The peg-legged corporal eyed the distant doorway and saw no relief heading in his direction.
"We've got to stay here all night," said Maledict. "Night," he went on, causing the old corporal to wobble on his crutches, "where who knows what evil flits through the shadows, dealing death on silent wings, seeking a hapless victim who..."
"Yeah, all right, all right. I did see your ribbon," said the corporal. "Look, I'm closing up after you've gone. I just run the stores, that's all. That's all I do, honest. I'm on 1/10 pay me on account of the leg situation, and I don't want trouble."